This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Really glad to have you with us tonight. Welcome. It's Kevin McCullough. Radio Night Live couldn't be happier than to have you. Greg Jarrett is going to be with us. He's got a brand new book called Witch Hunt. It's all about the stuff that's going on. And then a little bit later in the ladies' lounge, Kimberly Strassel is back. Couldn't be happier than to have Lady Kimberly with us. She's got a brand new book out as well. And it also has to do with the current situation, politically speaking, the stuff being said about the president, to the president, from the people that dislike the president. This is what we're dealing with right now. Thanks for getting that camera shot of me tucking my shirt in there, guys. I appreciate it. It's always awesome. Anyway, welcome to Saturday night. Seriously, we were just sitting here just jabbering away, and all of a sudden, like, the opening theme fires, and like, oh, we're on the air. Okay. So, and we're a little distracted here because wide shot from camera two here. Nick, wave at yourself in the wide shot. Our video director, Mr. Riccio, who's now like trying to gussy himself up. The guy sitting to the far side of the room right there. Massive Yankees fan. So what do I have over my shoulder? It's the Yankees, just for him, so he can stay on top of the game tonight as we go along. Anyway, I'm glad that you're with us, and I hope that even if you're in New York or Houston, you're watching us instead. I realize that could be vain, but I'm hoping for that anyway. Welcome aboard. Hey, today in New York, Mr. Sanders came to town, and it's really amazing to see the way the press reports the stuff that happens in this election cycle. I am back. So the Bernie tells the rally, I am back. I'm back. I had the heart attack, and now I'm back. And they tout his biggest campaign rally of the season so far. And I admit, it was a big rally. If you look at the picture that was on the front page of Drudge, it looks awfully big. It kind of spread out under one of the bridges, and you could see that they had like a huge like wide angle lens for the shot. But then you get into the details of the AP article, and they say that they had a permit for 20,000. They shut the gates, and the NYPD official estimate in this blue city in which Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's from the district, came out and spoke for him, endorsed him. They had Michael Moore. They had all these other celebrities coming for him. Even with all of that, he got 25,000. Now, I'm sorry, the AP said that's the largest of the primary cycle. I guess they're just meaning of the Democrats. Because in Dallas this week, and within the 7 days prior to that, in Minneapolis within the same week, you had 40,000 and almost 60,000 attendees for President Trump in back-to-back rallies, both of which are much bigger than 25,000. There's the shot, if you're watching on Biz TV, of Bernie's rally today in Queens. That's good attendance. That's a big turnout in a really deep blue city with a deep blue candidate. You know, in a district represented by a communist, you know, like, I mean, okay, so in a safe spot, they can get big numbers. But what did Trump do in Minneapolis? He went into a blue state, went into a blue city, and blew the doors off with 40,000 people, 25,000 inside, 20,000 outside. He blew the doors off in opposing territory. Now, I'd like to see Bernie go to Texas and try to get 25,000 people to show up. In fact, this last week in Dallas, you had Trump come, and they had the American Airlines Arena, and it was packed. And then they had like 30,000 or 40,000 additional people outside that were watching on screens. My Twitter feed was blown up because people were saying, hey, you know, I'm at my first rally, but we didn't get in, so we're just sitting out, and then they have pictures from all over the place. And it's, you know, it's obviously there was a lot of energy there. But I had idiotic Beto supporters on Twitter challenging me 24 hours out from the rally going, hey, I'm going to wage money. Beto has more people at his rally than Trump has at his. I said, I'll take that bet. What do you want to bet? They never bet me. Beto had 5,000 at a little theater north of there. And he's the Texan. He's the big Texan. He's the reason why everybody's saying, you gotta get the nomination for Beto because he's the only one that can beat Trump in Texas. He couldn't beat Trump in Texas head-to-head two nights after he had a big debate performance. Friends, this is not going to be a close election. Trump's going to work very hard. He's going to do his very best to make sure that he's on message and that they are keeping this thing going. But this is not going to be close. And for the Never Trumpers that have seen their revival with Bill Kristol and George Conway, who I can't believe Kellyanne is still married to. I mean, I don't know what she's hanging on for. It just must be like just sheer obedience to the church. Because I cannot fathom how they could spend 2 minutes in the same room with each other, with what the kind of garbage that George Conway says now. But anyway, he, Joe Walsh, Bill Kristol, all these fake, meaningless Never Trumpers, the ones that are still doing it in the media, like Amanda Carpenter and Jennifer Rubin, and all these people that are in the, and they think, oh, they're so white. They think impeachment's going to take them down. They got it all set. They're in their head. It's all taken care of. No, it's not. You know why? Because the president hasn't done anything worth being impeached for. You know who says that? Congressmen that are sitting inside the closed room doors where Schiff is carrying out this continual questioning of people, and he won't let the questioning be transparent, even though it's supposed to be the questioning that they're doing leading up to a supposed impeachment. That it's such a high crime and misdemeanor that the president committed that, they're going to make the case to the American people that he should be removed from office when the people of the country were the one that put him in office. 30 or 50 states put him in office. Actually, parts of 31 states put him in office. He won half of Maine. And they're the only state that goes two congressional districts, and they give the winner of the district the electoral votes. But here's the thing. Trump is not, he's going to shatter what he did in 16. And nobody believes me, and nobody thinks this is going to be the case. And all I see is the same stuff I saw in 16 when I said he was going to win and everybody thought he wasn't. I said, you know, look at what he's doing in the Rust Belt. He's going out and seeing those people. Those people believe that he's really going to bring production jobs back to the country. Sure enough, he did. And in 16, they elected him on a bunch of promises of stuff he would do. In 20, they're going to reelect him on 87 promises that he kept, things that he said he would do that he did. Lo and behold, shock of shocks, a politician kept a promise. It's a miracle. Obama kept one. Bush kept two in his first term. Admittedly, Bush had a pretty healthy agenda. He had a little thing called 9/11 happen. It kind of took his focus away. But it's remarkable to see this stuff. So here's the latest thing. They think right now, and I'm going to write about this for Town Hall tomorrow, they think they've got Mick Mulvaney on this supposed quid pro quo stuff that happened in the White House press conference this week. Do we have the Mick Mulvaney video? I'd like to roll a little bit of the controversial interaction that he had here. Roll it. We don't have it. All right. I thought we had it. I wanted to have it for this segment, but we're working on it. Anyway, so he basically says in the I don't even want to summarize it. What I want to do is I want you to hear what he says. And then I'm going to tell you what all the press has said about it, because what they have said almost resolutely across the board is something that didn't occur. They're saying that he promised. Let's hear it now.
Those were the driving factors. Did he also mention to me in the past that the corruption related to the DNC server? Absolutely. No question about that. But that's it. That's why we held up the money. Now, there was a report.
So the demand for an investigation into the Democrats was part of the reason that he was ordered to withhold funding to Ukraine.
The look back to what happened in 2016 certainly was part of the thing that he was worried about in corruption with that nation. And that is absolutely appropriate.
Withholding the funding.
Yeah, which ultimately then flowed. By the way, there was a report that we were worried that the money wouldn't, if we didn't pay out the money, it would be illegal. Okay? It would be unlawful. That is one of those things that has that little shred of truth in it that makes it look a lot worse than it really is. We were concerned about, over at OMB, about an impoundment. And I know I just put half of you folks to bed, but there's the Budget Control Act, Budget Control Impoundment Act of 1974 says if Congress appropriates money, you have to spend it. Okay, at least that's how it's interpreted by some folks. And we knew that money either had to go out the door by the end of September, or we had to have a really, really good reason not to do it. And that was the legality of the issue.
But to be clear, what you just described is a quid pro quo. It is funding will not flow unless the investigation into the Democrat server happened as well.
Okay, kill the thing.
And he said, we do that all the time. Get used to it. Now, what that reporter said is, you said it was a quid pro quo on the investigation into the server. That's correct. And that's what Trump asked for in the phone call. You know what it wasn't a quid pro quo on? Joe Biden. Coming right back. Kevin McCullough, stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
All the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys.
All right, beautiful shot of one of my favorite parts of the New York skyline. If you're watching Biz TV, thank you for being here. It is a very interesting week because we are continuing on in, now it's going to begin, I think, the third week of what I call the non-impeachment, the non-official impeachment inquiry that Nancy Pelosi claims that she's conducting. Though she did come back from the two-week break and said, you know what, we're not going to take a vote. And she did that after they had the recess for 2 weeks. And I think that part of the reason that that caught people by surprise was they pretty much had marching orders to go out and get the American people on board with doing an impeachment. Anyway, she also made an announcement this week, and I'm going to introduce my next guest. Greg Jarrett is the author of the brand new book called Witch Hunt, and it is a follow-up to his best-selling book called The Russia Hoax, but it's the story of mass delusion in American political history. And Greg, I want to start with Nancy's soundbite from this week.
The distinguished chairman said there's no requirement that we have a vote, and so we, at this time we will not be having a vote.
I just want you to understand what she just came back from. They just got back from a two-week break, right? The purpose that she gave the Democratic caucus the marching orders on was to go out and sell impeachment to the voters. Now she's coming back, and she's like, no, we're not taking a vote. Now, she hadn't taken a vote before they left. But friends, she's coming back even less timid about taking a vote now. This continues to be a sham. It's a non-impeachment. He's not going to be impeached. If they even draw up articles, I'll be somewhat shocked at this point. It's just a total continuation of something that they started during the campaign. And that has continued forth to this very day. And someone who's documented a great deal of it now with not one but two what I predict will be New York Times best-selling books is Greg Jarrett. You may know him from his fine work on Fox. He, of course, is a senior legal analyst and anchor for the news network. And usually when he and I get together, he's the one asking the questions. Well, today, Mr. Jarrett, we're turning the tables here. But congratulations on Witch Hunt, the story of the greatest mass delusion in American political history. Greg Jarrett, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin, great to be back with you. Thanks for having me.
So let me get your take on impeachment, and we'll work our way back to your book. But did you have the same reaction that I did when Nancy made that kind of feeble little admission yesterday that she's not going to take a vote on whether or not impeachment should officially become an inquiry or not?
I had the same reaction. In fact, I immediately wrote a column. It's on FoxNews.com, in which I say the latest Pelosi Schiff impeachment witch hunt is really a venomous affront to constitutional principles. Mm-hmm. This is a star chamber that she and Adam Schiff have now contrived. The remaining members of the House are left in the dark. No access to facts, documents, testimony. President Trump, American voters who placed him in office have no idea what's going on behind closed doors. And, you know, as I write, what is the purpose of electoral choice by the many if it can be reversed by the secret maneuvers of the few, or in this case, the two, Pelosi Pelosi and Schiff. This is anathema to due process, which is a cherished right.
Well said, Greg Jarrett, as usual. He writes with very precise, pungent precision in a way that really drives home the point, but also very much helps you understand exactly what the issue is here. And I think one of the things that, and I don't know where it goes at this point, Greg, you're the legal guy. I'm more the prognosticator of how human behavior interacts. It seems like that impeachment has peaked too early for them to really make any good use of it, and it seems like the presidential field is going nowhere. I really do believe that Trump is going to have a very good year next year, barring no disastrous economic or world calamity outbreak. But it almost didn't happen, and you document this in your two books. Your first best-selling book, The Russia Hoax, you kind of started down the trail, but in Witch Hunt, and forgive me, I have not completed it, I just got my copy, you really delve into this sinister cabal. You call part of it a malignant force. You talk about the pernicious lies that they invented in order to be able to stop this guy. Greg, what you just said about impeachment sounds just like a continuation of the same strategy being recycled again and again.
Yeah, this is the newest version of the old Russia witch hunt. I guess we could call it the Ukrainian witch hunt. The first was ludicrous. This is twice as preposterous. And, you know, Americans are pretty smart. Most of them have taken a look at the transcript of the telephone conversation between Presidents Trump and Zelensky. And, you know, they have mostly reacted to say, well, what's the big deal here? And you know, the Department of Justice Criminal Division, these are the best prosecutors in our federal system, looked at the official record, and they unanimously concluded no crime, no campaign finance violation. This is typical diplomacy. And, you know, if there's no crime or high crime and misdemeanor, on what basis do you really impeach the president? This amorphous concept of an abuse of power, which is nowhere in the Constitution and defies any fixed definition. And Americans realize that this is exactly what the framers feared, that an opposing party would seek to remove a president because they hate him or dislike his policies, but politics is not a basis for impeachment.
Well, isn't though that, Greg, and you're a lawyer, so again, I keep coming back to that because you know the law better than I would deign to even pretend, but high crimes and misdemeanors in the context of the Constitution isn't a legal term. This is a political process, right? So it's basically whatever they can get a majority in that body to say it is.
Well, its foundation is legal. And in fact, the founders struggled with a variety of different approaches, and they settled on that one because it was the closest to a general phrase, treason, bribery, high crimes and misdemeanors, that mirrored the law. But it's true that legal scholars have spent, you know, the better part of two centuries debating the true meaning of it. And there are scholars who say, well, let's say that under certain circumstances, if you crane your neck just right and squint your eyes, we can say it's an abuse of power. But again, that's a very nebulous term. It risks being abused. And frankly, I blame Gerald Ford, not when he was president, but when, you know, he was a leader in the House. And in a conversation, he said, well, impeachment can mean anything the House wants it to mean on any given day. He was mangling the true intent and the commands of the impeachment clause in the Constitution and did great damage henceforth.
No, All right. When we come back, Greg Jarrett, I want to get into Witch Hunt, the brand new, what I predict will be a very big best-selling book, the story of the greatest mass delusion in political history. And he he's sharing with us how it's shining some light on what's going on right now in the impeachment debacle. Anyway, that's straight ahead. Also, take your calls this hour, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. You want to get in, we will take yours, your comments, thoughts, questions, and disagreements.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the ceasefire in Syria has just begun.
There was some activity today, but we also saw some very positive activity, the beginnings of the coordination that will be required. The reason this couldn't happen instantaneously is there was a great deal of coordination that had to take place so that there can, in fact, be a safe withdrawal.
Turkey's president says they will resume fighting unless Kurdish-led fighters withdraw. President Trump says the Kurds are pleased with the ceasefire.
You have the Kurds who we're dealing with and are very happy about the way things are going, I must say.
Former Ohio Governor John Kasich says he now favors the House impeachment inquiry. He says he made up his mind after hearing Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney talk about the president's withholding military aid from Ukraine unless Ukraine's president investigated Joe Biden and his son. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, Welcome back to New York. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Big night on the broadcast. We've got Kim Strassel in hour two in the ladies' lounge. And if you think Greg's breathing fire dragon breath tonight, wait till you get Kim in here. She's got a lot to say about the resistance and what it's doing to our country. But Greg Jarrett is my guest. His book is called Witch Hunt. It is brand new. It is just out. And I predict it will become his second New York Times best-selling book in a row because it deals with one of the biggest issues in the American political history, the story of the greatest mass delusion. And, Greg, one of the things, you know, that we were talking about impeachment during the break and before the break, it's really interesting to me that many of the things that the Democrats are accusing the president of doing, colluding with foreign powers, working with foreign intelligence officials, all the rest of the stuff that's supposedly so offensive, they actually did. And the media has been completely negligent in reporting on it. Why the double standard? Why hasn't the media reported about how the Democrats, for example, worked with foreign intelligence officers to write the dossier? Why the double standard, Greg?
Two words, hatred and bias. In fact, I devote chapter 6, which is the second longest chapter of the book, entitled The Media Witch Hunt, to the actions of so many journalists. This is 54 pages filled with examples of how reporters routinely engaged in grossly reckless reporting. They committed repeated acts of media malpractice. They were so eager, Kevin, to accept as gospel these endless intelligence leaks that they assumed were accurate and truthful, but they never bothered to vet them, and they embraced the dossier as if it were scripture.
Right.
And so, you know, reporters who were riven with bias and hatred for Trump were so easily exploited, and they became witting accessories to the witch hunt.
Well, it's certainly something that we saw play out, and I think the American people, when history has given us some perspective, will look back at Trump and say, man, look at what he accomplished, given that he faced this kind of, well, in your term, malignant force. I've called them the deep state, but considering all that was poised against him, even in just term one, even if he doesn't get reelected, some 87 campaign promises kept, and doing so in the daily dragon breath of this stuff coming at him. Let me ask you about the long-term kind of impact that your book and the things that you're identifying in The Witch Hunt. Kimberly Strassel has just released a really good title as well from some of her documentation from the reporting of the last few years. But the kind of residual damage that's done to our institutions or to government, particularly given the fact that now evidently the plan of action is going to be try to tear the people down that we don't like in as dishonest right. and unfair a way during the campaign. And if that doesn't work, impeach them. Even if you don't have anything, you don't have to have a standard. There's no consistency here. Just go after it. Have we lost what the true miracle of American politics used to stand for?
Oh, I think we have. And it's a shame to see it happen. I mean, I think this is the worst scandal to hit the FBI in my lifetime, 64. And it has also deeply blemished the Department of Justice and other institutions that we trust and rely on. I'll give you an example. Rod Rosenstein is certainly one of the villains in my book. It turns out, and I explain this in great detail, that he appointed Robert Mueller in an act of vengeance against Trump, not because the law or evidence merited a special counsel. And I explain how this happened, but when confronted over his abuse of power and ignoring with impunity the federal regulations on a special counsel, he cowers behind his desk and he blubbers, "Am I going to get fired?" And so we have this 22-month-long national nightmare presidency held hostage because a guy got mad and he decided he was going to retaliate against the president. And compounding all of this, Kevin, is Mueller knew, again, I explain this in my book, that there was no Russia collusion conspiracy and knew it almost right away.
Right.
And there's a pivotal meeting a year before his report comes out, in which he admits it to Trump's lawyers, and an angry shouting match ensues with John Dowd, one of Trump's lawyers, pounding his fist on the table and yelling at Mueller. I mean, these are the stories that take you behind the scenes of what really happened.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to work my way through the full volume. And friends, it is a thick volume. In fact, I count, two big appendixes with little tiny footnotes. So Greg's done his homework here, and it's all backed up by facts and citations, and I think it'll be a good addition to your library, particularly if you're trying to understand what the president has been up against over the last 3 years. Greg Jarrett, always a pleasure to talk to you, and thanks for letting me be the questioner on this go-around.
Kevin, it is my great pleasure. Always fun talking to you.
I appreciate that. And Greg Jarrett, get the book.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
At Lord's Diamonds. right, welcome back. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. By the way, my phone number is open, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And if you disagree with me, we put you on first. So there's a little bit of advantage if you happen to share a different opinion than I do. We look forward to that. Because I'm of the opinion that it's good to have various opinions, and then you get to hash them out. You get to see which ideas have the best merit to them. And like everything else in the free market, usually the best ideas rise to the top. The most sound ideas seem to outlast the ones that aren't very sound. Which is why it's so funny that, you know, the whole press is like, oh, Bernie Sanders had 20,000 people in a blue city, in a blue town, and, you know, beautiful day in the afternoon in Queens today. With... who was the rock band that was there? Max Schneiderman?
Schneider. Yeah.
Schneider, okay. Max Schneider, whoever the heck that is. You know, Michael Moore and AOC. And, like, I would have paid money to stay away from there just because of that. I can't deal with her shrewish screeching. But, see, there's a picture. If you're watching on Biz TV or if you're watching on the stream, it's a good turnout. Good turnout. Big progressive turnout. Big progressive city. You know, whatever. I still find it amazing that the Associated Press, they said, well, that's the biggest rally they've had in the campaign to date. Well, the last seven Trump rallies have all been nearly double that, between 40,000 and 60,000 each, and they're not saying that those are the biggest ones in the. So I guess they're just saying for the Democrats, just for the Democrats, because Warren was here. How long ago was she? It was like about a month and a half ago, I think. She was in the city. She was at one of the public parks there. I think they had about 8,000 to 10,000. And oh, look at Elizabeth Warren's turning out the big numbers again in a really liberal city. You know where the home base is. Like, if you can't get that crowd here, you're in real trouble. Because you're not drawing that crowd in Lincoln, Nebraska, Elizabeth Warren. I'm just saying. Oxford, Mississippi, nope, not going to have 10,000 people show up for Elizabeth Warren. Maybe San Francisco, maybe New York City. Maybe Boston. She's from up there somewhere, the weird place up there. Go Yanks. Okay, so anyway, that's that. 888-340-3373. If you do have a reaction to anything that Greg was talking about, Kim Strassel's coming up at the top of the hour. We're kind of unofficially declaring war on the deep state. He calls it a malignant force in his book. Kim Strassel calls it the... she calls it the resistance. I call it the deep state swamp rats. But they all need to die. They all need to just be, you know, they all need to suffer a very painless and effective death. Get them out of public office, send them home, and just be done with them. But we'll see what the American people say. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Now, I've got an update for you. You've heard me talking about this Liberation Christmas project that we're doing with CSI, and last week we spoke with Joel Vanderspeck for 2 hours. Roll the video here. We've got a new number to show you on the weekly update graphic thingy that I've got. Here we go. And the reason I'm asking it to roll is because I forgot. Oh, 167. 167 slaves have been freed by your efforts in the calendar year 2019. Our new goal, we started in March with a goal of 80. Now we've eclipsed that. Our new goal is 200 slaves for the year. We are 33 human lives away from achieving that. And friends, here's how simple it is. If you would like to do something really cool for Christmas or Thanksgiving with your family this year, give a gift of $250 to Christian Solidarity International and set a slave free. I'm going to have Joel on frequently between now and Christmas to describe what happens and how they get set free. It is a very, very affirming process. They are not paying cash for slaves. They don't get recaptured. They are taken to their homes in South Sudan, where they were all taken from wrongfully to begin with. But for $25 a month for 10 months, or $50 a month for 5 months, or $125 a month for 2 months, or just a one-time gift of $250, you can set a human being free for life. And in this particularly heinous practice in northern Sudan, where they still have upwards of 80,000 slaves that are serving against their will, that were taken against their will, that were leftovers from the Civil War, the rest of the world solved the war, didn't free the slaves. Now, Christian Solidarity International is helping do exactly that. These are mostly Christian South Sudanese that have been captured by Muslim slave owners. They make the women mutilate their genitals in female circumcision. They tell them that they'll never be, they call them the worst names. Like, I can't even tell you, I can say the word because it doesn't mean anything to you. Jenga is the word that they call them. But imagine the worst combination of American derogatory terms to describe women. Their genitals and the act repopulating it combined all in like one term to describe the human being, and that's what they refer to these women as constantly. They brainwash them. They make them take a Muslim name. They make them forget their Christian name. There's all these terrible things that they do. Christian Solidarity International not only gets them released, they get them into a little recovery program right away, and they go in and they help them. They provide some mental health issues, but they also get them medically sound. So they test them, you know, to see what they need by way of medicines or nutrition. They help them get healthy. They give them this thing called the Bag of Hope, which is basically a whole new life starter pack. It includes a she-goat. It includes tarps for tents to live in, eating utensils, seed to plant for a year. It's a micro-enterprise and home-based starting program that will, like, help them launch their new life. And then they help them get back to wherever their family was from. Some of them were taken when they were so young, they don't know really what region they're from or where they're supposed to be. So they have to sometimes work through tribal leaders and other things to kind of trace where that person comes from. But the village and the families are always so joyous to see them come home. And friends, I would love to say for these 33 that we haven't gotten yet, this Christmas, your gift for them is going to be their freedom for the rest of their life. 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010. If you can make a difference, if you could free one slave right now, I need 33 friends who will stand with us between now and Christmas and just take one slave each. The McCullough family, we've committed to doing two more slaves before the end of the year. Will you just do one? If you are able to do that, friend, we're going to change lives. It's going to be awesome, and I hope that you will be part of the process. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Now, my phone line's open, 888-340-3373. When we come back, take your calls. If you have any thoughts on the issues of impeachment and what Greg Jarrett talked about before we get to hour two, stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Kevin McCullough. Now, lots of news to get to tonight. We had Bernie come to town in New York today. 25,000 people showed up, and the AP just
raved. It's the biggest turnout of a rally for the year. Okay, I'm sorry, AP, you missed every single rally that the president has held then.
Then you had this really weird thing go down late yesterday. Now, I was at a remote. We were broadcasting live from the Ventanas at the Modern in Fort Lee. Beautiful restaurant, celebrity restaurateur, top chef, participant, and like celebrity. Like, he's done every show. David Burke, is the head chef there. And we were talking about the food and thing, and he turns to me one of the commercial breaks. Did you hear about the Hillary thing? And sure enough, at the top of the second hour, my news guy sent me the story. But Hillary Clinton's trying to make Tulsi Gabbard some sort of Russian asset. And it claims that Jill Stein in the last election did the same. I think there's something mentally wrong with Hillary Clinton. She still runs around saying that she won 2016. And of course, nobody calls her Madam President, so that makes her a little bit angry. But it's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen, the way she just can't let some of this stuff go. And why she's out running around so hard, she's not running. Does she want to run? Is she waiting for them to say, oh, Biden's going to, you know, he's going to crash and burn, and, you know, we needed you all along, please jump in. I don't think the party would elect her. And I'm curious for my Democratic listeners tonight, 888-340-3373, would you have any interest in Hillary getting back in to elective politics? I mean, she's done it twice, and she's landed flat on her face both times. Like, I just usually, and I think this is pretty historically accurate, usually political parties, you get a couple of shots at it, and if you don't get it during your couple of shots, then you're done. You know, Governor Huckabee came in second when he ran against John McCain for the nomination when McCain became the he didn't run the next time, so he technically had only done it once, and then the next go around he got in. Of course, that was 16, and Trump ran, and he was dead by South Carolina, I think. Huckabee was out early, but the point is, and he's not going to run again. Like, you only get a couple of opportunities at this nut, and it seems to me like Hillary is still just ticked that she doesn't have another chance. Am I wrong about that? 888-340-3373. If you've got thoughts on that, we'll take your calls on that as well. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But she comes out with this whole conspiracy that Tulsi Gabbard, who is a Democratic nominee, I mean, she's running for the Democrat nomination, she accused her of being an asset for the Russians, working to undermine, she's going to run as a third-party independent, she's going to try to, like, I don't get any of that. And by the way, why would she be? Tulsi Gabbard is as liberal on nearly everything as Hillary Clinton. There's no you know, she served her country in uniform. That's about the only difference. But she's for the Green New Deal. She's for impeachment. Actually, all the Democrat nominees or presidential candidates have said they're for impeachment. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting period. Okay, coming up next.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Get an additional $500.